when you went back and watched the game, what would you come away with from that? Obviously, last time we talked to you, you were pretty self-critical.
Yeah, the positives was we took care of the football and we won the game. But we just got to continue evolving our offense and help out our defense because they've been playing so well. But it's great to come away with wins. So, that's all you can do. Move forward to get better.
One of the things we talked to Dal about was that last play of the third quarter, that third and seven, where he took the sack. And he talked about, you know, situational awareness of the clock and stuff like that. In your mind, how do you balance waiting for something to come open and trying to see what you want to see versus understanding just, you know, you
got
to get rid of it, you
got to
check it down, you
got to
burn it.
It's all part of the learning process, which I'm just continuing to learn and get better with. I just got to continue to stay aggressive in my reads, be smart with the football, get the ball to our playmakers, and we got to be better on third down. We got to help out our defense, keep them off the field, and that's just me going through my progressions, getting our playmakers the ball, and everybody executing their job as a unit. So, it's no one guy. I could definitely be better, but we just got to pick each other up, have a great week of practice, and go fix those problems this weekend.
Make sure you're not looking for excuses, but it just seemed like from the very beginning of that game with the two defensive scores to the end when you were protecting a two-touchdown lead, it just didn't seem like that was the right rhythm, if that's a good word, for a quarterback like yourself to get into and be aggressive. So it just seems like that game was almost an anomaly as far as what you – the approach you like to take. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, definitely. It's the strangest game I've been a part of as far as being off the field for that amount of time, two defensive touchdowns. But, hey, we'll win them any way we could get it. And if our defense is going to do that every game, we'll finish out how we have to finish it out. But we got to continue to evolve, get better at what we're doing. People are going to stay. I mean, it's tough for quarterbacks to get in a rhythm, especially me being a younger guy. We just got to develop that rhythm, keep the defense off balance on first and second down, and get into manageable third down so we can continue to become more efficient, really. So, yeah, it's all about rhythm, staying in the groove, and really just continuing to evolve and find our identity and what works best for our offense to help out our defense.
With that being said, Dal said at one point you guys were on the bench talking and that you guys were like, God, we want to throw more. But then he said there's nothing to match for a young quarterback than winning. That's the best thing. Do you feel like they're equally as worried about his confidence in developing you mentally as much as physically? Or
My confidence is fine.
It is confidence that they don't want you to start in all of this losing.
Yeah, my confidence is fine. Winning is the most important thing. I don't care if I throw zero passes if we win the game. I don't care if I'm not playing if we're winning the game. As long as the Chicago Bears are winning, I mean, we're doing something right. But the mentality is win or lose, we got to continue to get better. So the positive is we are winning. There's no replacement for that, as Dal says, and that's a fact. So we're happy about that. But it's also a fact that we need to continue to get better no matter who we're playing, no matter what week it is. Just continue to perfect your craft. And, I'm confident in my abilities and what we have with this offense and where we're headed. So to grind out games and win it however way we have to, it's fine. And we're going to continue to get better. I'm going to make sure of that.
You said Sunday that you wanted to get back with receivers and tight ends. Very determined tone in your voice when you said that. What has the last 48 hours been like? You got to kind of regroup and move on.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, my confidence is fine, but you never know how the other guys in the huddle are going to react, especially when we only have seven targets. I mean, you want to get everyone the ball, get your playmakers, show them some love, and O-line's done a great job all season, but the playmakers are going to want the ball, so I just got to make sure that they continue to know that we got to have a great week of practice because you never know what the next game's going to turn out. It could be a ton of passes and not as many runs. So we got to be ready for whatever. We got to continue to work on our timing and our spacing and everything on the field. And we just got to be ready for whatever happens because, it's all part of the process. Just continue to get better and make sure everyone's on the same page. So when the opportunity does come, we can take full advantage and do well in that situation.
This is probably your first opportunity.
Started on the road.
We're out of time, please.
Sorry.
Just kidding.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Jay. You've already obviously started on the road, so you know how to prepare for a road game. But New Orleans may be the loudest stadium in the NFL. How tough of a task is that? What have you heard, and how does that change the prep going into the game?
Yeah, communication is going to be vital. So in the huddle at the line of scrimmage, working silent count, obviously, it's no secret. we'll probably be doing that. It's going to be loud, but just worried about our operation or just what we have to do. So we got music blasting at practice, and I'll just memorize the game plan so I can get the calls in and get them out to the guys. And we just got to come out early, hopefully put points on the board early to try to take the crowd out of it. But, yeah, they're going to be loud no matter what, so it's going to be an exciting atmosphere. I'm looking forward to it.
You have a, you know, guys, or the Bears made a trade to bring in a wide receiver. For what you, I'm sure you haven't dealt with this before, a new receiver coming into your group. What do you know about, or what do you think your strategy should be to kind of get a new guy up to speed in that room?
Yeah, I'm not really sure how this whole process works, guy coming in the middle of the season, but looking forward to it. Ferdy's a good player, and just help him any way we can. He's part of this team and family now, so we're invested in all our guys, and we're going to get him as ready as we can, as well as the other guys. So we just got to continue to get better as a room, get better as an offense and as a team, and help him any way I can with the playbook, out on the field, staying after routes, just to develop that chemistry, develop that timing, and I'm looking forward to it.
You said that winning is the most important thing, putting back-to-back wins together. How has that at all changed the energy just around this team and in this group?
It's awesome. Guys, we're starting to buy in. I think we have bought in. Guys are starting to believe in. And it's more fun to go out to practice. It's more fun looking forward to the weekends, to the next game. And you're enjoying the moment rather than looking ahead. So it's been great vibes in the building and for this organization. So we just got to keep that rolling and just continue to get more and more people to buy in and just keep winning games.
Accountability seems to come really natural to you. I know Coach was saying that he's noticed a lot of your teammates are really respecting you for that. Do you notice that your sense of accountability is getting the attention of your teammates?
Not really. I haven't really noticed anything. I think that's just how I've been as a person, as a player. I believe I should just hold myself to a higher standard than everyone else, and then if they see I'm holding myself to that standard, hopefully everyone else will follow in line. But I believe if I just do my job to the play at the highest level, and obviously nothing's going to be perfect, but you strive for perfection, and if it's good, hopefully it makes everyone else's job easier, and that's what I'm trying to do. Do my job so well that it makes all my teammates' job easier, and we can be successful as a team in offense. So I just try to lead in that way and pick up my guys and make their jobs easier. So I got a lot to work on, and I'll continue to get better.
As you mentioned, over the past 3 weeks, when you look for games, did you see missed opportunities to hit an open receiver here or there, and how do you respond to that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just be straight up. You got to be honest. You got to be real, and you got to be authentic, and I continue to do that. We watch film together as an offense, and I miss you right here. I got to be better in my reads. I got to be better in my timing. And nobody's perfect, so just keep it real. Continue to work on stuff. And they know I'm going to stay after practice and rep it even more. I'm watching more film each and every single day. So they know I'm going to get it corrected. And it's just having that trust and belief in each other that we're going to continue to grow and get better together. And you just fix the mistakes. You don't hold grudges. We're all men. We be real about our problems, and then we're just – getting better, but the good thing is we're winning while growing and improving.
Drew Brees on the other side on Sunday. What traits or qualities of his stand out to you? Would you love to emulate?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you just look at what he brings to the table as far as accuracy. I mean, he could throw the ball wherever he wants. He's been doing that for years. And then you go to his tangibles such as leadership. He's very vocal guy in and out of the huddle. I've heard he's a great guy off the field as well. But, yeah, he's been one of the best doing it for a long time now. So looking forward to go against him. I mean, I've been watching film on him for years, trying to learn from him. He's got great footwork, great base, and good with progressions. And, yeah, he can put the ball wherever he wants. He's got some of the best accuracy. So looking forward to that and just meeting him and just coming out with – just giving everything we got on Sunday.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys.